Today I'm going to talk about disconnect with time. We're running out of time. The time's over. There's not any time left. Time is going by too fast. When will it end? How long, how much time do we have left? Time. We look at it, we use it, we see it, and we don't even think about it. In the beginning, God gave us time to measure seasons and years. So to use it wisely. But time is just running out. There's so much time in the world, and that's it. It'll come to an end. You know, the Bible talks about when the world will end, the earth will roll up like a scroll. The skies will fall, all the stars will fall out, everything will end. Time will end, and then there's no more left. You can't buy time. You can't get it from anybody else. What was given to you by God is it. That's it. There's no more. So if you don't use it or if you just waste it, it's gone. What are you going to do when time runs out? And let me tell you, time will run out for each and every one of us. It'll be all over. I've lived a few years, and right now my time is going by like a whirlwind. It is going by so fast, I try to stop it and slow it down, but there are things to do, and I need to get it done, and there's just so much time, and I don't know when it's going to end. And that's the thing about it. You don't know when it's going to end. God only guarantees now. That's it. Now. Today is the day. Now is the time. That is it. There is no more. What you think you can do tomorrow, folks, you may not be here tomorrow. Time is what you have now. And you need to use it wisely. To the fullest and to the most that you can, use it now. Because you never know. I'm looking at people that are leaving this world when they're 40 years old, 50 years old. It's nothing. God says that when a person who is 100 years old is but a child. Methuselah lived to 900 years. My God, Shem was 500 years. Most men in the Old Testament lived long lives. They had children, they had families, they had whatever businesses. They were mostly shepherds or farmers. But they had, and they lived a long life. And God says that He will satisfy us with a long life. Also in Ecclesiastes, it talks about that we are satisfied by the works of our hand. So what we do will satisfy our soul. So what are you going to do with time? Here it is. It's going by. As I'm talking, it's going by. Use your time wisely. Because, folks, you don't know how long you have. And when it ends, it ends. And then you have to face eternity. Whether you go with God or whether you don't go with God, it's up to you in this life to choose what you are going to do in the next life. And you have time now to choose. So don't let time be disconnected from you. Let it go like it's supposed to. Work it like it's supposed to. And let God bless you.